Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Well, in the world of PC that we live in, there are some changes the Biden administration has adopted for the U.S. Census. Listen to this.
The form will now have one question regarding race and ethnicity. Response options will now include seven broad categories, including white, Hispanic or Latino, and Black or African American. Options also include Asian American, Indian or Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. A new Middle Eastern or North African category will also be a choice. Previously, the ethnicity Hispanic or Latino was measured in a separate question. This is the first time in nearly three decades that the existing standards across all federal agencies have been changed.
Yeah, there you go. Basically, this is to be more inclusive. This should not surprise anybody. This story I found, that I don't know if it was like NBC or something, they interviewed someone who says she's of Mexican-American heritage, and she said that the choices on the government forms make Latinos seem like an afterthought. She says choosing the some other race or other feels like we're not worth an actual category of our own, that we're not being recognized as human. So naturally, the Biden administration has to make sure that everyone is feeling recognized.
Suck up to everyone so that they can get every single possible vote. They're hurting in Latino votes. I mean, Latino votes still, for whatever reason, dominantly go to Democrats. But if Donald Trump, if the trends continue, peels off 30% of those, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these are people who are citizens who are naturalized and who are angry that the southern border is now open and anybody can walk in because they did it the right way.
Yeah. It just goes to show you. I mean, they're always finding new ways to kowtow to the loudest people in the room.
Yes.
Right? It's like they don't want anyone to get offended. To your point, the way that this could affect things, it says on the 2020 census, 42% of Latino respondents marked some other race. And they're claiming that when that happens, that essentially the government ends up assigning them a race. And that it really screws up with the data.
Yeah, but why does that matter? At the census is about figuring out how many people are in the country, period. And it should only include United States citizens to begin with. That's not a race issue. Donald Trump tried to change that, and the left lost their mind because they could potentially, these blue states could lose dozens of congressional districts if they weren't counting all these illegals they've allowed in.
Oh, I know. There should be a category for, are you an illegal immigrant?
Who's going to answer that part?
Absolutely nobody. Nobody's
going to answer that, honestly.
No. I mean, I wonder how honestly people answer these in general. But wait until you hear this. There's this associate professor of sociology who supposedly served on the Census Bureau's advisory committee from 2014 to 2020, was interviewed for this particular article that I found, and this is a quote that she says. For a lot of people, their racial identity is a function of how they are treated by other people and how they move through the world. She goes on to say that the notion of fixed scientific concept of race is basically outdated. Like, we need to change it. Whoa. You don't just get to choose what race you feel like. I don't get to identify the race I'm feeling like, just like you can't pick what gender you are.
Well, sure you can, Kim. It's just how, you know, if you wake up feeling like a German Shepherd one day, people should respect that.
We're joking about this, but didn't a guy in Japan, like, do some weird transformation where he became he spent $10,000 to become a dog. Guys, a dog. He was rolling around on the ground and getting belly scratches.
We used to put people like that in institutions, and now we celebrate them.
That's offensive, Mark. How dare you suggest he need mental assistance?
It's mental illness.
Wait until you hear this that I'm about to play for you. So we all talk about the gender and how everyone says you need to ask pronouns and blah, I go by they and them and z, zer, zip, zorp, whatever it is now. I can't even keep track. I'm sorry. Is Dr. Seuss, there should be a book out about this.
Zip and a zorp. We'll not eat it with a mouse, so we'll not eat it in a house.
I will not eat it with a fox. I will not eat it in a box. Shall we continue? There is an Australian radio host who is interviewing some gender activist, and the radio host introduces this person, and there's a pretty awkward exchange. Listen.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar, so the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you, but I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
If
you want to refer to yourself again as Z Zip Zorp Zane, whatever the case may be, by all means, go ahead and refer to yourself by that. But do not expect me and everybody else to make sure that we have all of your revolving door pronouns correct when we address you. I'm going to call you a her or a him or a she or a he based on what you are at birth. Not the gender that the doctor assigned you, the gender that God assigned you.
There are places in this world where they're changing the laws and will throw you in jail for misgendering someone. Now, fortunately, in the United States, we have the First Amendment for as long as that lasts, and you have the right to pretty much say what you want, right? People need to understand just how insane these people are. They do. There are people in the... I don't know if it was Great Britain. It was one of the European countries.
Scotland?
Just changed their law to be able to fine you or jail you or arrest you or something for misgendering someone.
Yeah. Can't you serve actual jail time?
I think maybe that's the case. You have to understand how serious these people are.
Scotland.
Destroying the world.
It's
and common sense.
It's considered a hate crime if you misgender somebody. And that was what J.K. Rowling was speaking out about. And she's like, bring me to jail. By all means, cuff me. Like, I'm not going to cater to this madness.
Not at all.
And that's what ultimately you have to be willing to do. I mean, as scary as that sounds, some of us could seriously end up in jail.
Who I want to know who gets to decide. I got an email. I got a solicitation email from somebody, some organization. I'll have to go back and find it in the break. Who told me yesterday that they want to update their information about me in this database they have, and they wanted me to check this information and see if it's valid.
And one of the things it asked was if I wanted to update my pronouns. Ugh. And I so want to answer that email and say, yeah, it's N-O-R-M-A-L because I'm normal. And anybody who's not can go rot. I don't need to explain myself to you.
Matt Walsh or someone, I think it was Matt Walsh. He's like, if we're going to choose pronouns, then I'd like to go by like handsome and beautiful. I mean, let's just pick whatever we want, whatever adjective we feel best describes us that particular day. And that's what I would like you to call me.
Yeah.
And you better get it correct, because if you don't, I'm offended. If you can't keep track of all the different pronouns I choose or others choose, how dare you?
Here's what I think that we're going to do. Here it is. You're a journalist update. Your Sizian profile in the PR industry. We want to update this for you. What's your preferred pronoun? No! No! Take me off your list, please. This woke nonsense. Here's what we're going to do. I promise you this. When Planet Fitness goes under and all the stores close, we're going to do the show live one morning in the parking lot of a closed Planet Fitness, because when you go woke, you go broke. People are fleeing that place because you don't know if you're going to walk into the locker room and see some freak standing there with his you-know-what hanging out while your daughter's changing clothes.
Yep. I mean, you
Who
should...
Who wants to do that?
Please discontinue your Planet Fitness membership if you still have one. I know it's hard, okay? I miss Target. I will admit that on the air. I miss Target, dang it. But I have not gone back.
Yeah, good. Good. All right. Good. Good. I could listen to that woman's Australian accent all day.
Hello. I'm going to call... I'm not even going to try accents. We know what happened when I tried to do my Italian accent, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you should leave that to me. I'm really good at it.
No, don't, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.